You're listening to SBS News.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's Ebola outbreak has spread to Mbandaka, a city of more than a million people on the Congo River. The city lies about 150 kilometres from Bikoro, the rural area where the first outbreak was announced. It marks a troubling turn, the first time the lethal virus has reached an urban area in the country. Medecins Sans Frontières head of mission for the Democratic Republic of Congo, Julien Raikman, says humanitarian services have been deployed.
We learned yesterday there was one confirmed case through laboratory tests in the city of Mbandaka. So since the start of the epidemic, we recorded around 44 cases of hemorrhagic fever with about 50% death toll. And we identified in all three Ebola cases that were certified in the laboratory. This led to the deployment of several humanitarian services, the WHO, of course, the Health Ministry in first line, and MSF. On this Ebola crisis, there are three sections present, MSF Belgium, which collaborates with MSF Spain directly to take charge of the patients in Mbandaka and in Bikoro.
The MSF teams have set up an isolation zone in Mbandaka's main hospital with 5 beds and another in Bikoro hospital with 10 beds. Teams are also setting up 2 Ebola treatment centres. In all, 44 cases have been reported in the Democratic Republic of Congo since the outbreak. 3 have been confirmed, 20 are listed as probable, and 21 as suspected. The outbreak was publicly declared on May the 8th. Because of the recent case in Mbandaka, the World Health Organization has warned there is a high risk of the virus spreading. An expert committee will decide whether to declare a so-called public health emergency of international concern, which would trigger more international involvement, mobilising research and resources. WHO Deputy Director General for Emergencies Peter Salama says the organisation is trying to move quickly to halt the outbreak.
So far we rate the risk of spread within the country as high, of regional spread, so to neighbouring countries, as moderate, and then of true global spread as low. But we're in the process of revising our risk assessment because of this news about the case in Mbandaka, and by the end of today or tomorrow we'll have a new assessment, a new grading. And it's also why we've called for the emergency committee, which will take place tomorrow, to give us an objective scientific assessment of really what are the risks to the world and what should we be recommending about how the world responds to this outbreak.
The WHO has sent 4,000 doses of an experimental vaccine to be given as a priority to people in Mbandaka. Mr. Salama says he has been in contact with those suspected of carrying the virus. He says the danger, along with the spread to an urban area, is the Congo River connects to the capital, Kinshasa, with 10 million people, and to neighbouring countries such as the Central African Republic and Congo. That, says Mr. Salama, makes it a major, major game changer.
We're certainly not trying to cause any panic in the national or international community. What we're saying, though, is that urban Ebola is a very different phenomenon to rural Ebola, because we know that people in urban areas can have far more contacts. So that means that urban Ebola can result in an exponential increase in cases in a way that rural Ebola struggles to do.
The Ministry of Health is working out the logistics of how to store an experimental but highly effective vaccine. It needs to be kept 80 degrees Celsius, below freezing, in a humid region where daytime temperatures hover around 30 degrees. The WHO was criticised over its handling of the huge 2013 outbreak in West Africa and has promised to improve its emergency response. That outbreak killed more than 11,000 people and was particularly deadly because it spread to the capital cities of Guinea, Sierra Leone and Liberia. Natasha Kalios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.